Karen Hill, Karen, last name Hill, 12113. Karen's here at my request to follow up on her diabetes. We also review that her colonoscopy is due, and she's due for a diabetic eye exam. Those are ordered. She did not tolerate sulfonylurea and has been taking metformin only. She's requesting TD shot, and I counsel her to get the TDAP due to community outbreak of pertussis. She has allergic rhinitis, and we discussed using fluticasone rather than Sudafed or antihistamines, as she's had side effects. She is more concerned about some left upper extremity radiculopathy that she's had intermittently for the last few years. She was treated with acupuncture and massage with some improvement, and finally had an x-ray at Mount Hood, MTHOOD, 5 years ago that did show some arthritis. She hasn't had anything done in the last 5 years, and she has had some worsening symptoms. No gait imbalance, weakness, or numbness, but she does have pain radiating from the neck into the left arm. She would like to discuss non-surgical interventions at this time, as it's worse now than it has been in years. No other complaints. Objective vital signs stable. ENT exam is significant for pale turbinates, musculoskeletal, spiraling positive, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, lungs are clear, work of breathing normal. X-ray of the C-spine reveals multi-level DJD and osteophyte formation. Assessment non-insulin-dependent diabetes, 2 out of date healthcare maintenance with colonoscopy due this year, prior done at Oregon Clinic. She does have a family history of early onset colon cancer in multiple family members. 2 diabetic eye exam is also due and ordered. 3 allergic rhinitis, 4 cervical DJD plan, labs as above, referred for colonoscopy diabetic eye exam. Will increase metformin. She does not tolerate sulfonylureas. 3 Flonase, DC Sudafed, comma, antihistamines. 3 referral for physical therapy. Follow-up 3 weeks. If not improved with PT, would recommend MR sooner if symptoms worsen.